Central place theory suggests that businesses will locate in a hexagonal pattern, where no business makes an abnormal profit, and that most businesses can continue to stay in business. Next, Kristaller brings in the idea of low-order and high-order goods and services. Low-order goods are things that are replenished frequently, such as food, gas, and other items that are purchased regularly. Low-order businesses have small thresholds and market areas, and there are a lot of them. High-order goods are more specialized items, such as automobiles, furniture, fine jewelry, and household appliances that are purchased less often. Alternatively, high-order businesses may sell what are considered more low-order goods, but have a much larger store size. Examples being companies such as Home Depot or Walmart. These businesses have large thresholds and market areas, and there are fewer of them. Central place theory indicates that all businesses will initially tend to locate in hexagonal patterns, regardless of their market area. However, what tends to happen is that low-order businesses are attracted to high-order businesses, because the high-order businesses attract a much larger number of customers. Low-order businesses benefit from being near them and have a tendency to cluster around high-order businesses. This is the principle behind many shopping centers and larger retail outlets. Anchor tenants attract the largest number of customers, but smaller tenants also benefit and are willing to pay higher rents to be at such locations.